chemists have discovered that tiny air bubbles inside a flask of strong acid can get hotter than the surface of the sun. Their finding is the latest development in a controversial quest to generate nuclear energy in a tabletop device, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
You may remember the embarrassing incident about 15 years ago when scientists in Utah claimed they had achieved nuclear fusion in a jar, the infamous cold fusion episode. Well, this new line of research is different. It's built on real physics happening inside tiny bubbles. Kenneth Suslick, a chemistry professor at the University of Illinois, says some of this bubble physics happens on your stove.
It's responsible, for example, for the noise that you hear with a tea kettle.
Sort of that tink, 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 tink kind of sound?
Yep. And the source of that noise is bubbles that are formed on the hot burner on the bottom float up into the colder water, and as they float up, the bubble collapses.
Instead of a tea kettle full of water, Suslick uses a test tube full of concentrated sulfuric acid. Ultrasound energy creates the bubbles, and when they burst, the energy comes out as a bright flash of light. That's called sonoluminescence. Suslick reports in the current issue of Nature that inside those bubbles, conditions are so extreme, electrons have been ripped off of their atoms. Physicists call this a plasma.
That has never been seen before in sonoluminescence, but it's a very important indication of really extreme conditions being formed during bubble collapse.
He measured the temperature of that plasma and discovered it was upwards of 30,000 degrees Fahrenheit, hotter than the surface of a star.
And so in an otherwise cold liquid sitting on a benchtop, we're generating local temperatures inside the bubble that are astronomical.
That temperature is just the surface of the bubble. The real question is, how much hotter is it at the center of the collapsing bubble? Suslick can't say. A few years ago, though, other scientists claimed that it got so hot inside their bubble, they believe atoms actually fused together there and produced fusion energy. That's the same reaction that powers our sun. Scientists remain deeply skeptical of those claims, and the latest results don't make any claims about fusion. But Larry Crum at the University of Washington says the new results do support the idea that conditions inside those collapsing bubbles are extreme.
If one could demonstrate that inside this bubble one did have thermonuclear fusion, then this is a very inexpensive way to study thermonuclear fusion.
But Crum says getting answers is not so easy. The experiments are tricky, and it's really hard to get funding to do them. He says the debacle with cold fusion has left government agencies skeptical of anything that sounds like tabletop fusion.
Most scientists that know would probably say it's easier to get sonofusion from a bubble than it is to shoot down ballistic missiles. But yet there's $4 billion spent on that, and it's hard to get a few tens of thousand dollars to study a single bubble sonoluminescence.
In fact, one of the most recent major experiments was actually funded by a British Broadcasting Corporation television program, Horizon. Producers there recruited top experts to replicate the experiments that supposedly showed hot fusion inside bubbles.
The test chamber was sealed. The sound wave started. And the experiment was underway.
The experiment found no evidence of fusion. That was no surprise to Larry Crum or Ken Suslick. Suslick says people always want to see signs of tabletop fusion because it suggests an easy way out of the world's energy woes. But so far, no dice.
The old line is that fusion is the power supply of the future, always has been and always will be.
Even so, Suslick has shown that there's still some tantalizing physics to be explored in the cores of popping bubbles. Richard Harris, NPR News.